Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In a way, it involves some teaching, too. It's one of the things I wish for my son. A little different field. I'd like him to become a hedge fund manager.
Oh!
I heard it down here. I actually, you want to hear tape of
it? You actually have tape of it? That's excellent.
Yeah, I was having my weekly bath, and I heard it down here. I was taking a bath yesterday. Here we go. Play it.
What the f***?
Did you know that raisins are essentially grapes?
No.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, citizenry. Arkansas City, Kansas.
Yes, they were specific about that.
That's dumb.
It is dumb.
Neptune Beach, Florida. Edmond, I shouldn't say that. That's a whole town that I just dismissed. I shouldn't do that. Neptune Beach, Florida. Edmond, Oklahoma. Really taking care of the West today.
Yes.
The Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandria, Minnesota. Avon Lake, Ohio. And Lime Rock. Used to have racing down there. Lime Rock, Connecticut.
Really?
The Mike O'Mara Show was on. Yeah, Lime Rock.
What kind of racing? What kind of racing?
I don't know. I never went.
Like cars or horses or...
Auto racing.
Oh, auto racing. Okay.
Or
I think
humans.
It was Lime Rock. What's that?
I said, or humans.
Human racing?
Human racing.
We are joined by my son, soon to be 10-year-old Michael William O'Mara, who's looking very good on camera. How is everything? Is it glitchy at all? We had some stuff. Yeah, it's glitchy.
It's not glitchy for us.
No,
you're looking good.
Beautiful.
For us.
Yeah, just to me, it's like, you know, what do they call that when you're...
propagating?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, like Max Headroom? That?
See how they're a little... Yeah. See how they're moving slow?
We'll restart our camera again here.
Yeah.
We're going to restart?
We look you. We look at you. But it could be me. If you could fight through it, that'd be fantastic.
Sorry, I just noticed it because I was doing a bunch of stuff before the show. Let me mention that Michael came in because he's really excited about something he wanted to talk about on the show. And I know... Oscar's techie, so he gets excited about this as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, share away, Michael. What do you want to talk about?
So, me and my friend Finley he was showing me a video about Apple. They're coming out with a new Apple VR.
Yeah, so they just announced. The VR headset.
Yeah, and it's really
AR. It's actually AR headset, augmented reality. Yeah.
Really? Now, what is the difference, Oscar?
They're calling it a VR headset, but the augmented reality is, and anybody that's ever played VR at home with when they were wired, they might have played, and then they might have jumped over to the Facebook world where Meta had their own headset that was, you know, not tethered.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be the next cream of the crop. Now, at $3,000, they don't want anybody to buy it, in my opinion. I mean, that's that's a used car price.
Yeah.
So that means at $3,000, when will you be getting it, Michael? There's a very funny answer. I want to see if you're smart enough at 10 to understand. If it costs $3,000, when will you be getting it?
Wait, what?
This is the joke. I want to see. We're teaching comedy here.
Wait, do I feel dumb?
No, you shouldn't feel dumb.
This is grown-up comedy.
No, you should feel. You're going to feel sad soon.
I'm just going to see. You'll feel sad, yes. Once he tells the joke. So if it's $3,000, that means you'll be getting it. Never. That's the joke.
Now you're sad.
Now it's okay to be sad.
Now you're sad.
No.
And his tears turns to laughter.
Mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
So, and it's really cool because it's like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Thank you from the control room. $3,499.
Oh, so still under $3,500.
Just under
$3,500. Well, that's nice.
God.
The reason it's really cool is because the frames, when you're going, the two frames, so you can see. Imagine like a post amp, right? And having like so many little pixels that in total, 23 million pixels just from both of those, they're the size of postal stamps.
Do you know what it means? And by the way, you're right. The resolution is going to be fantastic.
Yes.
When someone writes enterprise consumers, do you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
I know the rental car enterprise.
Yes, you do, but you're close. You're so close. This is why you're so smart and we're so happy to have you on the show. Enterprise means business. Like business people, businesses are going to buy this headset. So from and I'm getting this from third party, TechCrunch. TechCrunch says that
it's delicious, by the way, if you ever tried it.
This headset at this price point is focused on enterprise customers. Now, I'm not saying you don't have your little business on Fortnite. So maybe if you see,
like enterprise means for the good of promoting the company.
Yeah, for the good of business.
So like if you're an enterprise guy, you might get one for free.
No, you have, no. At the $3,500 price point, that's who's going to be able to afford this, businesses.
They're
not
catering,
individuals.
Catering, yes.
Yes.
But there's never a mistake in buying.
That's like hockey tickets in Washington, D.C.
Of course. Yeah.
Like by the time I left DC, it was the only people that got it were the corporate tickets.
The corporate customers.
Once again, the consumer being frozen out of something pleasurable.
But it's never a mistake to buy a high tech headset when it first comes out. Ask Google Explorer.
Yes.
Oscar Santana.
I see Michael. as you get older, I get to let you know where I've misstepped in my life.
He was an explorer.
I've misstepped in love. I've misstepped in technology. And right now at your age, I can talk to you about my missteps in tech. I used to think it was cool to be an early adopter and buy the technology before everyone else did.
Yes.
And I would do that because I was hopelessly lost and empty without love. And so I buy this headset. I put on what is similar to what you're looking at now, just not as cool.
Right.
And I walk out into the wild. Can you imagine walking out with these ski goggles outside and saying hi to your friends? All my friends ran away from me because they thought I was a huge dork.
And what was the product again?
It was called Google Glass.
The Google Glass that Oscar is still suffering for after lo these many years.
And Google tried to explain to me that you're cool because you're an explorer and you're exploring with this technology.
They marketed it.
And then all my friends just called me a glass hole. So that's all I got.
Excuse my language.
A glass hole.
Yes.
The other thing, we went into the arena of grown-up content last night.
Oh, dear.
When the entire family sat down, Mama, Michael, and he's laughing already because he liked one particular part of the movie. Well, maybe because Oscar's seen it, maybe we will be able to ask him.
Have you seen it, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Rob, you've seen it too?
Yeah.
Then you'll be able to answer this too if you can. We watched Air as a family together.
Yep.
There's a particular scene that my son enjoyed more than any other, and I'll see if you two can guess what scene it was.
Oh, geez. I want it to be the
scene. Pretty straightforward.
I want it to be the scene when they're talking to the shoe designer.
No.
That's not it. Okay.
That's not what a 9-year-old liked.
No, that I was going to give them a hint saying, what do you think's funny for my age group?
There you go.
Always talk about it.
Smart.
I don't remember any like fart scenes.
Oh, there's a, all right, then I'll give you, there's a pretty pointed, abusive rant in this show, in this movie.
Is it coming from Phil Knight?
No.
Okay. Does it come from the agent?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I remember him getting
now,
really
you know,
upset.
When
yes.
he goes to Michael Jackson's Michael Jordan's house, and one of the choice things he says, Michael,
is
nibble
on my balls.
Okay. So that's you guys don't even remember that.
I remember that because he was mad at him for going over there and that he never worked with him.
Right.
And then
he got
the meeting, though. Yeah. He got the meeting, which is the most important thing.
And then the agent spent the rest of his life alone in a diner.
Yeah.
Who sells his company for $100 million and celebrates by dining alone.
That's right. Blowing which on is, his soup.
Which seemed
very,
great.
Very odd.
He's all set. He's happy. He's got his own steak and he's fine.
David Falk, right? Who was represented Michael Jordan for years and years and years.
Correct.
I think.
Correct.
I'm not sure.
And played Columbo.
That's Peter Falk.
Can I say the other thing you said?
All right, go ahead.
I will shoot your nutsack off.
I love it. I thought you liked the designer scene when they're talking to the basketball shoe designer.
I liked that. Yeah.
Because of the dialect.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. Wait, what was it? Give me like an impression.
It's more like Eastern European.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I remember it.
Would you like to go fetch your one of your prized possessions to show the world what you're walking around in as far as sneakers?
Your Air Jordans.
Okay, there he goes. He's off.
With 51% red.
Didn't take much talking.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
To do boom, that.
Boom. So this Vision Pro AR, the augmented reality.
Yes.
It looks like ski goggles. Well, and mark my words, this headset's going to revolutionize industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into it probably 3 years from now.
But can it make these?
Let's see them.
Visual.
Ah, whoa.
There you go. Are those ones you painted?
Nope. He got them like that. I was like,
if that's the gold, man.
I was going to say, you should start a
business.
Side hustle there.
Those look amazing.
That's the way they came.
Those are cool.
That's after a few straight A report cards.
Good man.
Excellent.
Good man.
My son is going barefoot.
Cool. Those are cool. Why? Did he not do so well?
No. Actually, Robert did fine this semester. Surprisingly,
that is amazing. Those look great. I love them.
They're beautiful. Can you jump higher in those?
Are you smelling them?
It makes me taller. No, they smell good.
Yeah.
Like father, yeah, like
just
son.
Like, you look at you. You got everything going for you.
No.
Really?
No.
I could breathe.
His dogs, if he doesn't prep them,
yes,
his dogs go into the land of stinky poo.
Now, did you know, Michael, that your father is not able to make a shoe smell? He could wear the same leather loafers all day in Los Angeles heat, and the only thing they smell of is fine-tooled leather.
Yeah, he's blessed. He's blessed.
He is blessed.
My feet don't stink, even when I'm wearing my Hey Dudes. Right?
You're lucky.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're lucky.
You know why I'm lucky? I'm lucky because you're my son. What's that?
I said I appreciate that.
Thank you, son. Sweet.
You know where he's not.
That was sort of
dismissive. I think the reply should have been, "I'm lucky to have you as a dad," but instead you got, "I appreciate that.
I'm happy,
father."
So if you become an influencer, and you know, maybe someday you'll be able to get that AI set.
Don't buy the version one. Just wait for the second.
By the time there's going to be something that's blowing that out of the water.
Yeah, I think that's right, the Kirkland. I think you wait for the second version and you'll be good to go. You're talking to a guy who likes to buy things early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah, you gotta wait. gotta wait and see.
It's not worth it, and it's never satisfying.
Also,
don't buy it until you see it. Oh God, I didn't plug my stuff out. I'm the worst producer.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You know what? I need a producer. I need a producer.
Well, there's you he's right enough, there.
You know, definitely.
Yeah, maybe you can be my producer.
Hot.
If you produce, sometimes you can get on there.
He's bored. All right, say goodbye to everybody.
I'm not bored.
Yeah, but just say no.
You just yawned.
Just say goodbye to everybody.
True.
Your signature sign-off.
Yeah.
Goodbye, duties.
There he goes.
Very nice.
Gentlemen.
Ciao.
Thank you for the
Toodles, noodles.
Okay. Ciao.
There he goes. Uh-huh. He's got a Craftsman ratchet set box that he sat on to do the show.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we do what we can. But yeah. I was going to say to him, don't buy it until you see it.
On Fox.
And that's so I didn't get
that premieres tonight, you know.
Oh, really? What is the show?
Stars on Mars.
Yeah. Stars on Mars.
Hosted by Shatner.
On Fox.
Very exciting.
It's going to be a disaster.
A total disaster. But the movie, Air, if you haven't seen it, you know, love to see that tandem of, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon back together again. I thought it was really... Yeah, is it a predictable kind of... Well, it's a true story.
Good storytelling is what it was.
Really good storytelling, and really, I thought they did a great job. I really thought they did
What
a great
about
job.
Fat Matt Damon? I like that.
Fat, and it looked like really fat
Matt
Damon.
Yeah, I think he might have porked up on his own.
I mean, that's amazing that he got De Niro's that
stuff. It was off-putting to see him like that.
Yeah. Well, as someone who has lost a lot of weight, to see... that weight. And I look at that and I say, God, that's going to be a hassle.
Yeah.
That's going to be a real hassle to take that off. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's amazing. And the other movie that I talked about a little bit last week, Covenant, with Jake Gyllenhaal, mm-hmm. another movie, Covenant, about another true story. I think it's a true story. I hope it's a true story. About a translator, an interpreter in Afghanistan that saves the life of an American sergeant in the in Afghanistan. Just spectacular. So there's
he has
there's
a lot
content.
Of good projects that Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's a smart guy.
He chooses well.
So you like that movie? I've been passing over it just because I didn't.
No,
I was like, oh, maybe.
It's spectacular.
Ah, damn. Hmm.
It's better than Air is,
okay.
In my opinion.
Really?
That's I was all in, and it just it gives you everything you want out of a thriller like that. But we'll see what happens.
One good thing about Air, though, you did what I did. You can watch it with your son. It's a good. Yeah. It's a.
Well,
it is outside agent, of the ball nibbling. It's yeah. It's a family picture.
When that when that agent goes back to the. You know, the whole ranting and raving about
yes.
going to Michael Jordan's house, it's pretty intense. It really is. Is this camera shot looking
yeah,
okay?
It's perfect.
You look great.
That's great. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Speaking of sons, I should take a brief moment to congratulate Robert.
On graduating?
No, not yet. But
oh,
today,
he's a sophomore. This is sophomore year?
He would be technically. Are you going calendar or credit-wise? Calendar, he's a rising junior. But he's still a sophomore. Credit-wise.
Is he a full second semester sophomore, or is he
he's
a couple of classes?
It's just he's like a couple credits shy, but his GPA was a 3.2.
Good for him.
This
That's
semester,
solid.
Yeah,
very solid.
Is he going to be able to make it up this summer? Or
oh, he's
no?
home now.
Okay,
he's home
no, but
now.
But is he going to make up the credits this summer?
Right now, it doesn't look like he'll do it this summer because he started his first day at his new job today,
and
it is.
Hold on. Let me give you a timpani.
Thank you.
This is great.
Or I'll give you the ta-da.
Yes. Only because Lowe's would not return his calls. He starts today as a Loudoun County substitute teacher.
That's fabulous.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's better than Lowe's.
I know. And he'll
That's
be teaching
fantastic.
Summer school as well.
For the whole summer?
It looks like it, yeah.
What is he going to be teaching?
It depends on the day. He's sort of like a guy that fills in slots. I think today he is filling in for his geometry teacher that he had in high school.
I had a friend who did this from WVU when I was in WVU.
But pretty cool, right?
It's super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but no prerequisites for it at all to just.
This might have changed.
Okay.
I remember because this guy, Eric, did this. He was just so funny about it. He's like, yeah, I basically just get up and look if there's some sort of school I have to go to. This is what he used to tell me. And then he would go and he just says, I just got to show up because I'm not going to teach them what they're supposed to learn. They already have like coursework. I just got to show up. And I was like, but don't you have to teach? Because he was an education major. He's like, not these kids. It's like, I don't know what to do. That has to have changed.
Robert filled out a stack of papers, figuring out, what he's done, what he's learned,
I'm
all of these
so
things.
I'm so thrilled with this because it's really
a nice
surprise.
I can't wait to hear about it tonight. Because.
But wasn't your wife a substitute for some time? Wasn't Carrie
was
a substitute
did she
teacher
get him,
for some time?
Did she get him an in?
She, well, not an in, but shepherded him through the process because she knew what was going on.
Yeah, but she was one, right?
No, she was always a teacher. She was not a substitute.
I thought she was.
She was a TA, teacher's assistant.
Maybe that's what it
was. And then she was a teacher.
Got it.
But he is looking for. He puts down the stuff that he prefers as far as subject matter, and they'll try to get it to him. But today, I believe, is geometry, and also
no training at all or anything like that.
Just sort of show up and do it.
So they're looking for a body.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much. But
that's so cool to be in that environment anyway.
To go in and go
out. To be the man,
awesome.
Right?
An amazing amount of responsibility heaped upon his shoulders.
He's,
I think
he's
going to
learn
great.
A lot.
He will.
What grade level is he teaching?
Right. Well, today he's at Tuscarora High School.
He's doing high school.
Yes. That's where he went to school.
Like summer school.
Yeah. And by
like
the way.
Movie.
Wow. I don't know what I'd do if I walked in and I saw another kid come into my class. That is
Tuscarora amazing for hiring him, but also last week having a substitute teacher arrested for showing up drunk with alcohol. So maybe maybe they just need people.
Maybe your kids got out just in the nick of time.
Oh, I think the school has been in a desperate tailspin for a while.
I think that's probably not the only school system in the country that's like.
Yeah, I think that the, I think the year with COVID, a lot of stuff unraveled. But yeah. I'm curious to see how he goes. There's nothing preventing him from teaching at the school where Kerry teaches. He's also put in for elementary classes. So it'll be fun all summer to see where they send him.
So when did he develop an interest in, because I know when I got out of school, probably the last thing I'd want to do would be, although, you know, what's camp counseling? That's the same kind of thing.
That's pretty much
really.
The same. I mean, I think that it was, we all sat down, we talked about it. It's good hours, you know, yeah. Not too early, not too late. It's good right. pay, great experience. And it's the county. We're familiar with how things work in the county because Kerry's been with the county for what? 8-9 years now.
Now, so, will he have a gig every day or will there be days where he doesn't have to go in?
I think there are days.
So, you don't know because he hasn't done it yet.
We haven't
right?
done it yet. But right now, it looks like he has some gigs this week. And I know he was.
That is so cool. I'm so used to you saying he's going to be working at Firehouse Subs or Fireworks Pizza.
Yeah. But I was so thrilled that this morning as I was getting ready and leaving the house, he was in the shower. He was right. keeping real human hours. And it's like, that's not what you see.
That's great, though. That's great.
I'm tickled to death.
I mean, and he will be around grown-ups that are teaching,
yep,
right?
Right.
I mean, because it can't be just substitutes, right? Because
no,
they
it'll be,
have to have
he'll
the real
go to the
teachers.
Teacher's lounge where they smoke.
They don't still smoke.
No,
in the
I know, but
lounge.
Do you remember the teacher's lounge? Used to
yeah.
be heavy
used to
with
be
great
ashtray,
smoke.
Ashtray, ashtray central.
And a Coke machine.
Yeah. I mean, there were two times I had occasion to go into the teacher's lounge for some particular reason.
Yes.
And, I just remember, coming to the front door and going, excuse me, Mr. McGovern here. It was just really, really
so
amazing.
Details to come. I hope it goes well. And, ever since he was a boy, Kerry and I thought he should do something with kids because he was very empathetic with all of the training mm-hmm. and stuff he went through with his cancer stuff, he did like camps with other kids like that.
Right.
And he was so empathetic and good with kids. This would not be a bad place for him to land.
So when did you become aware that he wanted to do this?
Well,
last
week the paperwork started to happen and it really, the rubber hit the road last night to a point
that's
where
so
they reached out to him. So
that's fine. How did the kid that you were worried about getting into getting to his sophomore year.
Yes.
How did he right the ship? What was the deal? Because obviously there was a lot of parenting that went on.
We were on him.
No,
but
we give you a hard time about parenting, but this is a win for it, certainly for your son, and a win for the whole fam. That when you said 3-2, that's no schmaltzy.
No, and he's a 2.8 overall. I mean, that's his overall GPA is a 2.8 and on the rise. So we'll take it. I'm sorry, Oscar. Go ahead.
He's very poised. I got at the barbecue. I was like, man, this kid's growing up a lot.
That's good.
We rode him pretty hard to get better, but also I think two things is when they condemned the fraternity house. He got to see sort of the end of the road for what the fraternity house was going to benefit him. Mm-hmm. And he got out of the fraternity lifestyle quite a bit.
Oh, good for him.
Now,
that
not to
fantastic.
Say he's not connected to it still.
Okay.
But remember, he was living in the house.
Yeah,
and
all in.
That's not
where
okay.
That was kind of the priority, right?
Right. And his girlfriend, Blakelyn, is very studious, very academically inclined. And
beautiful.
I think she keeps him on the right track.
Oh man, I am so happy to hear that because I think this is the kind of job. I know nothing about it, but it sounds.
I look
to
forward
me,
to hearing about it.
Will he ever get to like a point where he's not just warming the seat, where he might actually, teach a lesson?
Yeah. I remember getting subs in high school.
Yeah.
Getting a substitute teacher, and there were those that would come in. And just, they're a good teacher will leave like a lesson plan that they can sort of work on their own.
Yes.
Some teachers would just say, read or, take quiet study time. We had an occasional substitute that would come in and like just talk because they were dying to be heard, I think. Mm-hmm. And I told Robert he should prepare a 50-minute monologue on excellence.
Also,
I love it.
Also, like just full circle, my friend Eric, he's a teacher now. Like, he's a teacher in the Anne Arundel public school system. Like, that's what he does.
And as I told Mike just a moment ago, yeah, I think it would be a wonderful place for him to
live. Yeah, if he starts early.
Yeah, he might like it. Who knows? It's a great, it's almost like getting an internship to be a teacher.
Yeah.
To see if he likes it.
In a way, it involves some teaching, too. It's one of the things I wish for my son. A little different field. I'd like him to become a hedge fund manager.
Oh, a real one or a substitute one?
I love it.
Real one.
Anything's possible.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But he was just curious. He wanted to come in. I mean, it's all about the kidlings, and it's all about having them around. And he, you know, it's just he's thriving. And as we get closer to his activity of football,
yes,
I'm getting more and more both
apprehensive.
Apprehensive, that's the word, thank you, and guilt-ridden as well. I just, if anything happens, I'm going to be pretty freaked out. But I want him to be able to do what he wants to do.
NFL contract.
No. Oh, no.
It could happen.
No.
It could.
No. These are giants. They have to be giants at 10, you know, most of these guys, right?
Well, I'm not saying that that's not the case, but for the NFL at least,
You have to see some early ability of this guy's playing
with 14-year-olds and still dominating.
Precisely.
Type of situation.
So, but I just don't want to see the little man get hurt, my little guy.
You should have him watch just to prepare for this trajectory in his life. Watch Varsity Blues.
I thought you were going to go with Concussion.
No. He'll like that. A lot of nutsack in there, too.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot
Dad,
of that going
I love
on
Sundays.
As well. Oh, my God.
How come
God.
Mine don't come like that?
Is it Tara Reid in that?
No,
I'm thinking something else.
Different
theme, but same theme movie.
I don't remember the actress.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking
about. Yes. Terrific.
It's so creepy that's the first thing you go, isn't that Tara Reid?
Not sure it's creepy.
I think that's
Were you Tara a Tara Reid guy, Rob? Were you
no,
a Tara
no,
Reid
absolutely not. But she was memorable in that picture.
But she's not in that
we're talking
movie.
About,
no, no.
Since we're talking about our kids, let's get an update on Santos and his medical problems.
My brain is badly wired,
oh
so let's throw
God.
It to Oscar.
Okay. Santos spent the night in the emergency room this past weekend, because Tio Oscar, his papa, or Papa Oscar in this case, didn't realize that feeding raisin bread to a dog is probably not appropriate.
And now, let me just set the scene. I probably would feed raisin bran to a dog. Why was it?
Raisin bread.
Yeah. Okay.
I know two things about dogs, and I've had many. I've had a Weimar Runner and a Black Lab. This is the first Labradoodle I've had. The other dogs were kind of like, you know, thrust upon me, one at Beach Week, another one for my sister in Central America. And they both had stomachs of immigrants. They literally were fed whatever they were fed. And
they're like goats.
Well, they're like goats. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure the Weimar Runner wasn't a goat?
It might as well have been. He was huge and fast. If a dog eats something in my house outside of chocolate, then it's all bets are off. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay.
So you're not all that worried about it. I wouldn't be either. And, you know, on its surface, raisin bread would be innocuous. I wouldn't be worried about it.
That you can't feed dogs at my age of 45 chocolate or grapes.
Or antifreeze.
I didn't know about the grapes.
Antifreeze is bad.
Did you know that raisins are essentially grapes?
No.
Duh.
I did not know that.
No, stop it. You did not know that raisins were dried grapes?
I did not.
What did you think they were?
I thought they were the guys from the Hardee's commercials, the California raisins, you know, dancing.
What, they're their own guys?
Yes, they were their own plant.
They grow them on a raisin farm?
Yes.
I mean, you think
two scoops. All I saw them going into the dirt and pulling out the sun is pulling out all the raisins.
It's dried fruit. That's what a raisin is. That's why when you say somebody has a raisin face, it means they're all shriveled up and old.
Oscar, do you know what a prune is?
I wouldn't even guess what that is anymore.
No, hold on. Let's do this because I want to slow down.
Okay.
And I want to make sure. All right. So if a Raisin is a dried grape.
You're making this like the SATs. A raisin is to a grape.
If a raisin is a dried grape, then a prune is a dried... Think about it. You got this. You can do this. Think about
it. Starts with a P. A plum.
Yes. A plum. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's wonderful.
I got there.
Thank you. Absolutely. People are excited about it.
I did not know that until you just told me.
But you got it.
Yeah.
You know, you thought about it for a second, you know.
And, what other... Dried
fruit?
Yeah, what other dried fruit is commonplace?
Well, I mean, they seldom change names. An apricot is just a dried apricot.
A dried watermelon is a tomato.
That's right.
Is it really?
And a dried donut is a Cheerio.
No, you guys are... No, don't mess with me.
That is pretty much raisin.
I come from
prune.
A wet food family. Nothing's dry.
Oh, I'm from the wet market, right?
Yeah. You had raisins in Bolivia? You had raisins in Bolivia.
I don't know if we have the fertile land for that.
You didn't know what a raisin was. That I didn't know.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
But
there's not anymore. We've taught them.
Hold on. I got to bring my son again in here. Michael! I got to yell.
The lady at the animal hospital looked at Shannon and said, "You will be surprised on how many people don't know that grapes."
All right. Hold on a second. Michael. So Oscar didn't know what a raisin is. Do you know what a raisin is?
Oh, like a.
What is a raisin? What is a raisin that you eat? Yeah. What is actually a raisin?
Right into the mic.
Wait, what is a raisin?
Ah, you didn't know.
Is it a grape?
It's a grape.
There you go.
It's a dried grape.
It's a dried grape.
There you are.
Yeah, but he didn't know.
There was no coaching, though. There was no coaching. He got. I'm giving him credit for that.
Yeah, full credit.
What's a prune then, smart boy?
What's a prune?
A prune. Oh, like the.
It's a dried. What?
Plum.
Plum.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm the rube.
Here's one for you, Oscar.
Yes.
Because I think you'll enjoy this. It's Raisin Hell by Run DMC.
Oh, that's loud. Oh, my God, that's so loud.
Okay, listen to me.
Stop that.
Yeah.
So I stop at a restaurant right around the corner from our house, and I'm with Santos because I walk him home from the dog park. I walked home from the office to the dog park walking home.
Right.
It's a little outdoor joint. I'm like, oh, well, then I call my wife and invite her on a date, an impromptu date. She shuns me, and she says, you go ahead with Santos. So I sit there with Santos and enjoy a meal. The server loves the dog, is giving me all this raisin bread to give the dog, so I'm giving it to the dog. Give him a full 4 slices.
Is this a restaurant that their meal bread that they serve has a raisin component to it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
are there various kinds of bread?
They have
in the basket?
It's a variety of
Okay,
breads.
Good, because I wouldn't want just raisin bread. Would you?
Here we go. No, I'd be frustrated if it was just raisin bread.
I would. I mean,
If there was a raisin bread, you know, I like raisin bread.
Sure, but wouldn't you rather for the meal have a sourdough?
Hey, fatties, let's focus
like
on
a,
the dog.
Like a anything you can throw anything in that basket. If it's a variety pack, it usually means they're thinking about it. At which, if they think about, I'm sorry, Oscar, you brought it up. We can't not. Do it.
They had like 4 styles of bread. I can't remember
them.
That's wonderful.
That's why I'm saying that's great. That's great. Yes. They have cornbread?
Yes.
Oh, I like cornbread. Was it shaped like a little muffin or like a little loaf?
A muffin.
Okay. Little corn muffin.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Any like pumpernickel?
Didn't get into it. I ate a little bit of bread. I don't eat that much bread. And then I gave the rest to Santos because I wasn't giving any of my steak.
So you gave the raisin bread to Santos? Yes. I didn't know grapes were bad for dogs.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they are.
I get home. So I
think olives are too.
I had, because I'm thoughtful. I said, if you don't want to come eat, I get it. You're probably tired. I'll bring you something. So she orders the salmon to go. I'm sure that travels well. I put it and they put it in a little bag and they said, here's some extra bread for Santos when he gets home.
Great.
How much bread did they give the dog?
So I get home. Shannon's unpacking her fish and she says, what's this? I'm like, oh, Santos was such a hit at this place that they gave him some extra bread. He was loving the raisin bread. And she said,
she go badass.
She's like, you fed him what? I said, that bread, aren't they great? Like, we should go back there more often. Look how much like they've given us. And she said, how many slices did you feed the dog? I said, 4. And she said, like, including the raisins, you didn't pick them out. I'm like, why would I do that? They're the best part of the bread.
It is called raisin bread.
And then she says, raisins are grapes. They're toxic for dogs.
Why?
So then I ChatGPT'd it because she was yelling at me, and she was right. Mm-hmm. So there's some sort of toxin that because the dogs like chocolate at a certain level, they can't digest whatever certain ingredients from the grape or the raisin.
Thank God you didn't feed him chocolate covered raisins.
The toxins could get into the blood of the dog and essentially kill the dog.
Mm.
So what happens at 7:43 at night? Everything's closed, so it's going to cost a fortune to take the dog to the emergency room. We call the vet. We pay the $50 over the phone for the first consultation. And they said, take him to the emergency room. Like I said, we didn't have to call anyone. Just take him.
Yeah.
We take him.
So you're $50 in now.
He spends the night. It's going to be about $1,100. Thank God my wife.
Oh my God. Could he have made it like without going to the ER?
In the Bolivian household, we would have just watched him and hoped for the best. We would have lit a candle and said, here's some regular bread and let's mix it up and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Did he barf or have
they pumped
diarrhea.
His stomach when he got there.
They pumped his stomach.
Yeah, his little stomach.
So they took it serious.
Yes. They said this happens all the time, and not that many people realize that grapes. Our raisins are frozen, or not frozen, are shriveled up grapes. Yes. I can't even remember what they are.
Frozen.
And he spends the night in the ER.
Yes.
And for the next 2 days, we have to take him back for 3 days, blood, to have his blood drawn and see his toxicity level in his blood. I am happy to say, can I get a timpani?
Yeah. Well, I don't have it handy. Right.
The dog is still alive and doing well, 0.0 toxins in his blood.
That's excellent.
Great.
He made it.
And raisins are highly toxic for dogs, regardless of breed, age, or gender. There is ongoing research about why that is. There isn't a safe amount of grapes or raisins that your dog can consume. Why can't dogs eat grapes? Grape toxicity is linked with kidney damage. Eating the fruit can result in sudden kidney failure, mm-hmm. and even death.
Yes.
So wow. your bride is yes. spot on yeah. on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The toxic substance in grapes is unknown, but dogs cannot metabolize tannins, flavonoids. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
flavonoids.
Flavonoids.
And
flavonoids.
Monosaccharides from grapes.
That
could be
the
primary reason for grape toxicity.
Wow, that's
Can dogs eat green grapes? When dogs eat grapes of any kind, in any form, they are at risk of kidney failure.
Isn't that
wow,
end of story.
Wild? Wow. When you got to like the second
world.
Day,
world. Yes.
When you got to like the second day of taking Santos in for blood work, did he hate seeing the building?
Well, I hated. This is where my heart lies. And people, look, I love dogs, and I don't want to. I was sad.
Yes, you've had three fancy dogs.
I was sawed. But I was also prepared for the worst. I was prepared.
Did he vomit?
Oh yeah, everywhere. That's what
he vomited.
Yes, yeah. It just.
Did you vomit?
Any diarrhea?
Yes, diarrhea.
Was he lethargic?
Yes, he was.
Was he thirsty? Extra thirsty?
Yes, he was.
Did he excessively urinate?
I wasn't there for that, but I imagine.
It's either excessive urination or anuria, which is no longer peeing.
Urea. My urea.
Any mouth ulcers?
No, I didn't check that out. He's pretty celibate.
Coma.
No, I didn't see that coma.
No seizures?
No seizures.
There are all these words for like peeing.
Yeah.
Oliguria.
Oh, they're all categories, Mike.
anyway. All right. Well, I didn't know either.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Right?
I didn't know.
But
I,
this is how crazy it was. While we were on the emergency hotline, where they take your credit card before they talk to you.
It's always great.
Yes. And I wanted Shannon to be wrong. I was like, I can't wait. She's just being this crazy dog mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, she's spot on.
She said, count the raisins. I said, what do you mean count the raisins? So I went and got a piece of bread. And while she's on the hotline, I'm pulling each raisin out of a piece of bread.
Did you toast it?
No, I'm pulling.
To butter it?
I'm counting them. I had to pull out each raisin from five pieces of bread, get the mean average of how many raisins were in each piece of bread.
You're like De Niro counting the blueberries.
Yes. And
I had none in mine, in my muffin. Let me see if I can do. I do obscure impressions from movies.
That was a nice pull.
Do you know how much time that will take. The chef?
Yes.
Great scene in Casino. I like that. Well, that's, I'm glad the dog's alive.
And every time, so there was a, you know, 7 p.m. appointment to go get his blood drawn the subsequent 3 nights. And it was just every time I went there, I was like, hey, this is the second night. I think we're in the clear. Do we have to go back? Because I think they're fleecing us by now. Because you have to pay every time you go back.
Oh, serious stuff. Didn't have to do any deep dive.
Yeah, it's right there.
The healthy dog's got
A total. And mind you, we will get this money back from the insurance.
You have pet insurance?
By the way, you know this website that I'm on right now? It's called Fetch by WebMD.
Like it.
S-A-D. We got to take a break.
Fetch.
Let's call it Fetch.
Fetch.
Yeah. Let's call it F-U. Okay. How's that? Let's call it that.
Fetch you.
Remember, grapes,
bad.
Raisins, bad.
Bad.
Chocolate, bad.
Bad.
Bad. Bad.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the meals right here on the Michael Mary Show. Whether your shaving ritual is minimal or elevated, level up your game with Harry's sleekest razor yet, the Craft Handle. Experience the latest and greatest in the Harry's razor lineup delivered straight to your door for just $10 by visiting harrys.com/TMOS. We love Harry's. It includes a Craft Handle, 5-blade German engine. Let me tell you what it is first, you dummy. All right. All you have to do is, you get the Harry's razor, get it delivered straight to your door for just $10, and you visit harrys.com/TMOS. That $10 will include a Craft Handle 5-blade German engineered razor cartridge, shaving gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2. Plus, you can step up your routine with dozens of affordable items to choose from, like shaving creams,
shaving cream,
post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. I love them all. Elevate your shave with the latest and greatest in Harry's razor handle lineup today. Get your $17 Craft Handle starter set for just $10 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And thank you, Harry's. We're very, very excited to have Harry's on the show. I love him, love him, love him. And you will too, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Harry's.
Hey, Harry's.
There it is.
From the four corners of the worldwide web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, people. And we start today with Kevin Costner. Been in the news a lot for all the Yellowstone fans. Well, there's speculation about one of the reasons that his marriage crumbled. And it may be that he was overly ambitious about a project. All right. Kevin Costner's 18-year marriage to Christine Baumgartner came to an end earlier this year. Kevin has admitted that he mortgaged his...
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
That's shaving cream.
It is. I was saving it for the audio.
For the next Harry's one. Yes. Kevin has admitted that he mortgaged his 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara in order to fund a pet project. It's a 4-part Western franchise called Horizon, and he's been trying to make it for the past 30 years. And he has reportedly raised half of the $100 million budget himself. He says, quote, "I did it without a thought. It has thrown my accountant into an effing conniption fit. But it's my life, and I believe in the idea and the story." There have been rumors that Baumgartner left Kevin because she was tired of his obsessive commitment to his work. It's a stretch, though, I think, to say this specific project. I mean, who knows? The guy's worth more than his one property, right?
I still say BS, Mike, because she knew. I mean, you don't get to that apex of fame without putting some effort in.
Yeah, I don't know if I get that the commitment to work would be enough to break up any marriage. But when you're talking about a particular project,
maybe she hates the project.
Well, anyway, he risked $50 million of his own money, and the New York Post is speculating that that might have added to her dissatisfaction.
Smokescreen. I still think there's like a Costner baby coming.
Yeah, I think so. Too.
Alleged.
Yeah. Do you know he's allergic to raisins?
There you go. Yeah. Diarrhea all the time. Just really, really horrible. Terrible. Michael Keaton has provided an update that might get you excited about the Beetlejuice sequel. He says he and Tim Burton are determined to make it, quote, as close to the way we made it the first time. Well, that's good. It was a fun movie.
Very fun.
That includes, quote, making stuff up, making stuff happen, improvising and riffing, but literally handmade stuff, like people creating things with their hands and building something.
Practical props. It's awesome.
He adds, quote, it's the most fun I've had working on a movie, and I can't tell you how long. So it sounds like it could be funny. And it's, you know, ageless. He can play that till he's 80.
I love that role. Michael Keaton doesn't misstep. And he's almost enough to make me go see The Flash.
Yeah, he's also because
he's
Batman.
He's coming back as my favorite Batman.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right. So, well, he's grown on me over there. Johnny Dangerously, Michael Keaton, I could not stand.
Yeah, that's not so great. Him, what did you know was a good turning movie for him was Mr. Mom. Mr. Mom was a good movie.
It's a funny movie. Yeah. Very fun.
Gung Ho.
Hey, you want a beer? It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Scotch.
Anyway, it was delightful. Okay, Oscar, homework assignment for you.
Yes, sir.
You might have to do a little research. Remember, that's coming from me. So when you have to cover your tracks, remember, you were given a direct order work. Yeah. Remember the Lingerie Football League? I looked in a few times.
Sure.
There is a new topless sports league featuring OnlyFans and Instagram models. It's like that, but on steroids. Holly Saunders, God bless her, a former sports reporter and host for the Golf Channel and Fox Sports, will launch the league this month with 10 women competing in up to 8 sports and activities. Saunders wanted to do something really fun with social media models who have become her dearest friends.
That's nice.
So she created an exposed sports league. It's called Exposed Sports with a Z, a league for them. Here's her quote. I have 10 girls.
No, that's how she sounds.
I don't know why I want to make her into a pornographer. I don't know. I got 10 girls. They're garbage cats. No. I have 10 girls. And we're going to play 7 or 8 sports, adding that the sports, some of which would have topless matches. Oh, some of which.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now like I'm a little disappointed.
Horseback riding.
Basketball, bowling, tennis, ping pong, and fun stuff like Twister, chess, and billiards. So they would have.
Is Holly Saunders dating Oscar De La Hoya?
Saunders is a scratch golfer, and she has been dating Oscar De La Hoya for nearly 2 years. Mm-hmm. She explained that while the women make most of their money on OnlyFans and similar sites, they found out they can make more money doing this. Saunders has been promoting the sports league for months on social media, but it is finally coming to fruition. Imagine your favorite IG babes going head-to-head in competitions, she posted on Instagram in March, alongside a video of her riding a stationary bike in a sports bra and a thong.
Mm.
Sweaty, oiled up. That's what we're doing at Exposed Sports. But it says March, so I don't know, you know, where it is
next
now
year?
And what's happening.
Well, I mean, something like this doesn't just happen.
Mike, I see all the headlines, so this is, as of recent, I'm more upset at Oscar De La Hoya.
Why, that he's...
Like, he's probably having to deal with all the, like he's got Golden Boy Boxing, like he promotions, right? He has that promotional company.
Yes.
Could you imagine being in you're in the middle of negotiating a $50 million boxing match, and with supreme respect to Saunders, your girlfriend comes in and she's like, hey.
It's the fight game, Oscar. You know, it's not like she's the head of Catholic Charities or he's the head of Catholic Charities.
I understand,
you know?
But
it's
why?
It's boxing. That's sleazy, too.
What could you, what kind of, why, what's worth the squeeze, the juice, right? What is it worth it?
Look, I think,
you should
frankly,
choose a different,
you know what,
phrase.
I think when she says, you know how much money some of these models make on Instagram, right? Some of them have an amazingly
if they're on OnlyFans,
deal, On OnlyFans, they do. So if she's saying they make more, with this deal,
I think
it would be interesting.
It depends.
Mike, right? I want you to put on your Wizards hat for a second. Wizard meaning like a magic
guy.
Not the Washington Wizards, no.
Do you hate?
Which of the sports that you mentioned do you think, since they said some will be topless, which do you think will be topless? I can guarantee.
Which would I like to see topless?
No. Let's think in terms of reality. I can almost guarantee the bowling will be topless.
No.
Yes.
No, I think you've... just the sheer framing of the cameras, you're going to see a lot of their backs. I don't need to see a naked back. Table tennis.
They have the cameras down in the
table
alley.
Tennis.
They have a camera in the alley. I think bowling they could do. Tennis.
Yeah. Table tennis.
Ping I'm ball. Glad Can they're I, not doing pickleball. Pickleball
I don't want to be better. Labeled a pervologist here.
Yes.
All of them. Well, especially
now,
Billiard.
Now you sound like a creep.
Billiard, yes. Sorry. Yeah. No, they're all fine. Basketball. We'll ask her, how about a yes or no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basketball.
Yes.
You bowling. Think they're going to do basketball?
No, I'm asking him if he would like to. There's not a sport on here that I would disapprove of.
Oh, understood. Yeah.
I think
basketball, bowling, tennis, ping pong, and twister, chess, and billiards.
Chess?
I'd love chess.
If there's no bouncing, don't need to see them toss.
Oh, I'd be all in. Yeah. I'd be all in on chess.
No.
Seeing them plot their next move.
Queen's Gambit.
Keep knocking the pieces over.
Stop it, Matthew.
Well done, Matt.
Why not?
Well done.
Why not?
Why not?
You take a penalty.
Well, keep tabs on. Can you guys just keep
your
ears
up? Yeah, I got
that
bookmark.
Always.
You might be better off not knowing what this means. This is gross. So if you're eating something, be warned. I'm going to gross you out right now.
Mm.
There is a new term called gooch grease. It was trending online this weekend after a local news station in Houston, Texas, did a 7-minute segment on it. Mm. So what is it? It's described as the culmination of lint, sweat, and other stuff that's hanging out around a guy's nether region at any given time.
Oh.
The term might be new, but the swampy situation it's describing isn't. It's something plenty of men and women have dealt with, especially in the summer months. Essentially, we're talking about swamp butt.
Yeah.
It's when you can't seem to keep things dry down there. But if it's just sweat, that's one thing. If it's also a hygiene issue, that is gooch grease. Isn't that nasty? That is so disgusting.
That's
so bad.
If that happens on a regular basis, and you just you have to go see a doctor or take more showers.
Yeah, something. Do something.
All I can tell you is losing 60 pounds has helped quite a bit.
You require less?
Gooch
or you produce
grease.
Less gooch grease?
No, it's not anything that aids the transmission, Rob. The hygiene is one big reason it's going viral.
So to speak. Though
desperate men who don't want to ruin their underwear have supposedly started wearing maxi pads to keep the problem in check. So
that's
it's like sweat
too.
That comes from between two pillows.
This makes me think of something, Mike, that I wish I could forget. But back in the days when we had a bowling team,
mm-hmm.
and there was a guy that we bowled against in New York City, and he was very excited to tell us about his wah rag. And I said, what is a wah rag? He said, WA, wet ass. And that every day he would tuck a handkerchief down the back of his pants.
His wah rag.
His wah rag.
I mean,
and he was
I'd be
so,
embarrassed to tell someone
so excited to tell us about it.
And he could use it that night for a napkin with dinner. People on
he
Twitter
had a wicked hook.
People on Twitter didn't understand why gooch grease was trending this weekend, then looked it up and wished they hadn't. The collective response has been yuck. So
yeah, well, yuck indeed.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Gooch grease isn't
and
that
wah rag.
Now a little something. A llama was caught on camera blocking traffic on a British highway before being ushered out of the roadway by National Highway personnel. Sue Brewer, hello Sue, she was a passenger in a car traveling on the highway, captured a video of the llama wandering in the roadway about 9 p.m. The animal's presence brought traffic to a complete standstill.
Heavens.
Police were called about the llama, but the animal had already been escorted off the road by the National Highways workers. So British, isn't it?
Yes.
We need some National Highways workers.
Pluralize everything, dear.
Officials said they were attempting to figure out how the llama ended up wandering loose on the highway. The highway workers who saved the animal then said, hey, llama, how about a little something for the effort? All right.
Hey, llama.
Sorry.
Hey, llama.
I wrote that at 5:45 in the morning.
It's aged well. Like fine gooch grease.
Jesus, it looked horrible. I barely got through it. We'll take a break and come back with something, everybody.
Dee, 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 dee.
Finally, the season of summer travel has arrived.
Yes.
Vacation, baby. Whether you're heading out on a road trip or rushing through the airport, why not skip the usual stress of travel and chill out with Dadgrass? All their products are TSA approved. Groovy, Daddy-O. Yeah, I just saw it too. Groovy. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass also offers the finest tinctures and gummies that they have on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the USA. Plus, TSA approved.
Love it. That's so great.
Dadgrass is doing something special. They are offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Okay, we got the Santos medical update. I would like to get a little information that Rob brought in today on Daniel Snyder.
Yes.
First of all, the status of the Washington football team, the Commanders. Is the deal closed?
Sold,
but they still need approval from the owners.
Yeah, but that's a formality.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it really a formality? They don't expect any.
Yeah, they want
problem?
The guy out. They're not gonna kill the deal so Snyder stays in.
Yeah, they need a super majority.
I get it. We don't get a lot of it nationwide, so I like to know what's going on.
This is to me so vastly entertaining. Remember a couple of years ago, they sold the house in Potomac, right? For 40 million dollars.
Yeah. I remember, I think Oscar texted us a picture of that mansion.
Mm-hmm. Right on the Potomac River. Right.
Yeah, really stunningly huge place.
This week, they listed their Mount Vernon property for a similar value. And Mr. and Mrs. Snyder have shipped all of their belongings to England.
Yeah, they moved to Europe.
They're moving to Europe. Isn't that crazy?
Well, why is that so crazy? You'd leave if everybody hates you.
Well, they're not going to love them over there either.
They don't know them like they know them here.
Do you think the hatred would spill outside of the Washington, D.C. metro?
No matter where he lives, he's still a dick.
Yeah, but I don't know whether he would be. If you were, are you a national figure when you own an NFL franchise?
Yes.
To a point, you are. Are you a national figure like Brad Pitt? No, you are not.
Probably not.
If you are, but are you well known in Washington, D.C.? Yeah. Are you well known if you go anywhere? Not necessarily. I think you're looking at it in a different manner. What?
I think your lens is completely from the perspective of people hating him. So that's going to happen mostly in the D.C. area. Maybe nationally, you're known. But imagine watching television on a regular basis in the fall during the football season and seeing coverage of the team you once owned and did not want to sell.
Probably traumatizing.
If you can pay not to see it, you'll move to Europe when there's probably like passing NFL coverage, but you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, you know what he might do? He might buy Richmond.
Mark my words. The probability of him.
I knew you were going to stampede to the first Ted Lasso joke.
The probability of him buying a Premier League team is high.
Yeah, I would say so.
John Henry did it, the owner of the Red Sox. I think he owns Manchester United.
Correct.
I'm not sure a piece of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, let me ask this question then.
Yeah.
Do you think that our little diminutive former owner of our football team has other plans? I certainly do. I don't think guys like that just go away.
He's
going to
plot that guy's his revenge till he dies.
Yeah.
He's going to go after Bezos. He's going to go after everybody that burned him because that's the type of guy I think he is.
Yeah.
A monster.
Well, not just a monster. It's, fellas, maybe because I'm built a little differently, I'm not upset at CBS radio and radio in general. It's a byproduct of the business and the evolution of radio. there are some hard feelings on this show about the way that our careers changed in 2009. And some of us
disagree.
Some of us have held on to that hate.
I disagree.
And others have let that go.
All I did was ship my furniture to England.
And then, but can you imagine at the public level that he is at?
I went to Bald Head Island.
I went to Bald Head Island off the coast of North Carolina.
Just so you could think of me.
No, I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, but you wanted to get away.
No, it was previously planned.
Oh, okay.
I was totally relaxed.
But
for the first time in my life, I might have been totally relaxed.
If you could have never listened to WJFK again, would you have?
If I could have never listened to WJFK?
Yeah.
You stayed
in the D.C. area, had to hear the radio station you were on previously.
No, because I listened to it all the time.
Okay.
How could you not
listen to it with that amazing signal?
But it's different with this guy who was...
He was forced out.
Yes.
He was forced out, and he wanted... This was his dream of dreams, but he ran it like a little brat. You can't come in.
And he
was
systematically screwed up over the last 4 years. Every move
he
made was wrong.
Go back and find out. Hold on a second. Everybody listen to me. Go back and find out how old Dan Snyder was when he bought the team, because I think he was in his 30s.
Sub 40, correct.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He was sub 40, which is, he had been rich for a long time. So he was already rich, but I believe maturity is something that does not happen
34.
Like when you turn
34.
34.
Oh my God.
He's a douchebag 30s guy.
Yeah.
And he thought that he could come in chewing his gum, you know, giving me that weak handshake when they got the rights on WJFK and be this clunky boy guy. And it was just, he misstepped. And then my impression of Dan Snyder with the Washington Commanders was it was an entire life of playing catch up.
Yeah.
That he was just playing catch up all the time.
Back to my argument that you'd leave. Why would you even want to hear about it if you could?
I suppose if the only options are staying in the D.C. area or leaving the country, maybe you just want to be free of everything American for a while.
Well,
since it's now the coverage of the sport, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you just don't want to have anything
to do
with it.
I don't want to be reminded that I used to own a piece of the NFL because it's just going to be thrown in my face every time I turn on ESPN.
Always.
But they play games over there. They play games in Europe.
Two games.
They What's love American football. I would have gone to Singapore. Yeah. That's where I would have gone. That's where they filmed Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And he's got the money. Buys nice car. It's pretty over there. It's beautiful. But anyway, I really hope he's unhappy wherever he is.
You will get
he
your wish.
Not a nice
what, $6 billion?
Yeah. We'll be right back, everybody. Kickstart your journey towards healthy financial habits with your very first paycheck. If you've just landed your first job, set yourself up for success by signing up for Chime and linking a qualifying direct deposit. You'll unlock a range of benefits, enjoy the convenience of getting paid up to 2 days early, and the peace of mind that comes with fee-free overdraft protection up to $200. Plus, with Chime, say goodbye to monthly fees, minimum balance requirements, and deposit obligations. Join Chime today and take control of your financial future. So sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See Chime.com/spotme. Spotme.
Spot me. Do you think Snyder will adopt a British accent?
Hello, hello. I need a step stool for my large kitchen so I can reach the sundries on level 2 of the shelving that I have in my home.
In your larder?
In my larder. Yes, thank you. Thank you so very much. So the big thing for both of you guys this weekend, Does anybody have any more clarity on the fighter jets that followed a plane that was violating DC airspace then the plane crashed into the mountains? There was no communication from the pilot. What's going on? Do people know what was going on?
I have heard that it was theorized the pilot suffered from lack of oxygen and passed out. There was not enough oxygen in the cabin.
We have a bunch of actualities that I sent over to Rob that he's pulled.
Where you can hear what the actual boom was, but
I heard the boom. So not a guy just being a dick, a guy the plane might have been out of control.
The plane, it's actually a jet plane.
Yeah.
It was a Cessna, right?
It left Tennessee. It was headed towards Long Island. It almost arrived at its destination, suddenly turned around and headed towards the airspace above the nation's capital. I was at the office yesterday, and I did hear the boom. I didn't know it was a sonic boom.
Sonic boom from the fighter jets that were scrambled.
Yeah. From Andrews Air Force Base.
When this thing
Mike, it was a crisis
airspace.
Because President Biden was golfing with his brother. I didn't know he had a brother. I don't know why I think that's
What did
funny.
You pull?
It's
that,
funny
because
it is funny.
It is funny. I have different locations of what the boom sounded like at different places. If you were in Maryland, and this just was labeled vaguely Maryland, so I have to assume close to the district, but these are all captured on Ring doorbells or similar devices like that, okay?
This is Sunday?
This is yesterday.
Yeah, this was yesterday at like, what,
3:30? 3:30.
Yeah.
That's the boom?
This is in Maryland. And there's a dog barking there. This is North Springfield, so a good distance from Maryland.
But loud.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hear the... It just... So let's put this in perspective. I'm in the office, and I hear the building rattle. And I thought... And for me, at first glance, I thought it was a... I was like, they're not supposed to be doing construction on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then I hear all the alarms on the cars start going off in the city. Cause it's one thing if you hear that sonic boom out in the burbs, it's just going to move around, but it'll bounce off buildings here.
Yeah.
We heard it down here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I heard it down here. I actually, you want to hear tape of me?
You actually have tape of it? That's excellent.
Yeah. I was having my weekly bath and I heard it, down here. I was taking a bath yesterday. Here we go. Play it. Hold on, wait for it. Wait for it.
What the f***? Oh, God.
It is, you forget living in this area, what it actually means when you hear what you think is an explosion.
Yes.
Because you don't know if it's terrorism. You don't know if something's about to break out, and you know, coming off of the insurrection,
you start thinking, what's going on?
Yes. It's scary. It's a scary world we live in. We're not as safe as we used to be. You know, I mean, but that's the theory. And of course, the plane cratered. So
yeah, it's not there the was theory. It's a fact. It was two fighter jets.
Oh, that's what it was.
Two fighter jets.
But the theory about how the guy, died.
I'm sorry, I sent you a full news clip. You didn't pull that?
No, I thought you just wanted the booms from the
No, clip. The news clip would have set up like this entire aviation conversation, but that's fine. The news clip said this. It said, and next time I'll be a little more clear about just, if I send it to you, pull it, right?
Okay.
Otherwise, when I ask you not to pull it, I'm clear about that.
Right.
Right? I say, hey, not for Soundtown, just something for fun.
Right.
Yeah, everything I send you, just pull, please. The way the news put it was this plane, the jets, as they would, scrambled from Andrews Air Force Base, had visual of the pilot passed out. There were four people on the plane.
Oh, they had visual of the pilot passed out.
Yes.
And so it's a Payne Stewart situation.
Yes, Payne Stewart situation. It's hypo something.
Hypoxia.
Thank you. Hypoxia. And look, it's sad. But also for everybody in our listening, you know, one of our largest listening, areas, it was scary because people didn't know what was going on. You just didn't know time. You didn't know until like 6 p.m. that it was a sonic boom.
Yeah, it was carried in Annandale, too.
This is loud.
There, that's a sign.
That's pretty good.
Like a sonic boom.
And then also one in Fairfax Station. I mean, it's all over the place here in D.C.
That Annandale one was the best one.
Yeah, it was the clearest. Yeah, yeah. It was the clearest.
But I've never really heard one of those in real time, so.
I've heard a couple of them because when I first moved to Loudoun County, the Concorde was still flying.
That's right.
So I'd hear them occasionally.
You want to hear the one from Manassas?
Please. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Play the one from Manassas.
Wow.
I always thought they'd blow out windows.
They can destroy windows.
You know?
Yeah.
Mike, I thought they would blow out windows in cities if you heard the sonic boom.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think so. I think that, you know, I mean, it happens all the time with the supersonic fighters. That,
yeah.
You know, down in Pensacola.
We had, Mike, we
like
had
that.
One in Leesburg, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is.
That was worth it. I like that.
That was hard. Very hard.
Do you want to hear the one from Olney?
Yes.
Please.
This is the one Please. In Olney.
Did some damage.
My mom was making some empanadas.
And also, there was one in Pony's apartment, which was weird.
No, that's just one of his animals.
Okay.
Thank you. That he had there over the weekend. We have to take a break. When we come back, we've got the flip side right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And that's unfortunate that happened. But it happens with science. So
yes.
Very, very sad. We'll take a break. Come back with the flip side. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Whoa, 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 with the bit elbow. So.
It's hot outside.
Yes.
I just saw two fire hydrants fighting over a dog.
Hi-oh!
I want to tell you, but you can't. You can beat the heat with Liquid IV with just one stick. Get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Perfect for any time of day, anywhere. Made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Try the new sea berry and strawberry lemonade flavors, or stick with your old favorites. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries, making a positive impact on the world.
The world.
Be like me. Drink Liquid IV and feel awesome. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And my lovely bride at her new business is giving out Liquid IV to all of her customers.
Fantastic.
Because she loves it and she knows they love it too. So way to go, Liquid IV. We appreciate you.
Hello. Upside
down. Roll over. Rolling.
Rolling. Rolling.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
Mike, we've often said, and I believe it was Harry Shearer who first said, Jerry Lewis wasn't funny unless he was trying to be serious.
Yeah. No, that was Dennis Miller.
Oh, was it Dennis Miller? Forgive me. I got it wrong.
Dennis Miller said Jerry Lewis is not funny when he's trying to be funny. Jerry Lewis is hysterical when he is being serious.
Serious
which is
Jerry.
The truest thing in the world. When he's being Jerry the a-hole, that's when I would laugh my ass
so
off.
So truly entertaining.
When he's
yes.
running around doing his stupid movies, which is
really,
you know, I mean, really.
So
what crap.
Arnold.
Yes.
Being Arnold is always entertaining, and he's promoting his new Netflix series called FUBAR.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a promo for Netflix where he gets on an elevator with Chris Hemsworth, and they're just talking
this
to each other.
This is pretty funny. I have to admit, I flash back to my lack of Arnold enthusiasm as a movie star. I liked the comedy, and I liked him as kind of a spokesperson when he gets on and he does silly things. I'm just not, you know, I'm not racing out to watch this TV.
I've watched every episode. It's worth it.
I think I will watch it.
It's worth it.
Of course you have.
It came out 2 weeks ago.
You'd be at the front of the line with your Transformers.
I watched it with Shannon and she said, not bad. I said, I like Arnold. It's great.
And is Fortune Feimster funny?
She's great.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I just can say one thing to you. Jingle All the Way.
All right. You have to let that go. That was 20 years ago.
I understand.
This production is not just Arnold. He's not even the focus. There's like all of these other cast members.
Now, I like the Sylvester Stallone vehicle where he plays the mafia hit guy.
What about his new series with all his daughters? That's must-watch TV as well.
Ah, boy, Sam, you're consuming more than I am.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I've got one to beat you, though. I've got one to beat you. I wrote it down. Where is it? Where do I have it? Come on, it's right here. Okay. The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Don't know that one.
Oh, my God.
They're promoting it enough.
Oh, my God.
If you and Carla could please watch Idol tonight.
American Idol?
No, it's the new 9 p.m. Sunday must-watch HBO show.
Oh, okay. I've heard of this. Yes.
It's called Idol.
Idol. And when it starts Johnny Depp's daughter, there were moments, and I'm no prude, that I was like, and I looked at Shannon, I said, this is graphic. And she said, uh-huh.
Wow, you just sold some tickets?
You sure did. You know how many people are going to, you know how many
if you they, have they a jealous you wife, a, don't free watch it with her.
Really?
Because you won't enjoy it. So that's to my men out there.
Wow, she usually goes to bed earlier than I do.
Yeah. Or
hot damn.
Or if you know she's going to walk in while you're watching it, pick a window where you're going to be alone.
Okay. I can even go one step further. There's about a 10% yes factor when it comes to content that I show. Yeah. Hey, you want to try this? She's like, no, it's stupid. Yeah. Do you mind if I watch it? Yeah. Nope. That's always the answer.
And there you go.
Big win.
You've played it
Idol?
Out.
Yes. Yeah. Idol.
A-D-O-L. I-D-O-L.
I-D-O-L.
AD.
AD. Audl. Sorry about that.
Audl.
Curious Case of Natalia Grace is over the top.
Family?
In many different
family
ways.
Family
affair? If the family's the Manson family.
Okay. Disregard.
Yeah, the father looks like a good guy in the promos.
Oh, God. Drama, drama, drama.
Anyway, here's Arnold and Chris Hemsworth in the elevator.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
So how's it going being the Netflix chief action officer?
I mean, you know how much I love action, right?
There's no one better for the job.
No, I got to watch Extraction too. And I have some ideas for you.
Cool.
Like you could hit the guy with a giant clock and you say, your time is up.
Yep, that could be good.
Or you should punch a guy and knock his teeth out and then you say, you were overdue for an extraction. You have to admit that one is cool, huh?
No, it's good. It's cool. Yeah.
Or after you blow up a helicopter and you
say, get to the chopper. Get to the chopper. Oh, does it hurt your throat when you say it? Hey, this is me. Hasta la vista, baby.
But my favorite part is still.
Goodbye.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, it's Chris Hemsworth.
You could watch
my entire radio career. I've been doing that.
You could watch Fubar with Michael.
Okay.
I think it's so silly. It's not even dumb campy. It's just like, it's entertaining. It's fine.
You know, I could listen to a serious American conversation. I don't say English speaking.
Yes.
I say an American conversation between, and Chris Hemsworth, he's an Aussie, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Right?
Hi, Chris. Would you like to eat a donut with me?
Right. That's the bit right there. Yeah. You just have Arnold say,
hey, I just got my costume list.
Boy. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
I just got my car serviced, and boy, those oil changes they really bake you.
You got to watch out, Mike, for people that go through the McDonald's drive-thru on a bicycle.
Uh-oh.
You're going to cause some people to look at you. Especially if you're an escaped convict.
Oh, dear.
Why does this guy end up back in jail? Not because he's on a bike, though. Mike, as they used to say in the old film noir movies, here is his fatal flaw.
He was asking for something off the dollar menu, and I was like, there hasn't been a dollar menu at McDonald's for a while. Like,
he's been away.
He's been out of touch, and then like it clicked for me. I was like, oh, no, that's that guy.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Did you hear they caught the felon?
The what, Arnold?
Did you hear they caught the felon that went to the drive-thru at Mickey D's?
He wanted to buy something off the dollar menu.
The dollar menu. Oh, they haven't had that for 20 years.
Thank you, Arnold.
This guy time traveled.
What a stupid ex-con.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. Did you finish your food? Did you finish your super-sized fry?
Goodbye.
Mike, what is your proximity to Pinellas County, Florida?
Oh, it's right up the road.
Okay, very good. I always think it's funny when someone gets picked up for drunken boating, because I always thought that was sort of a requirement. But this guy's boat was headed right towards the beach where the people were.
You thought it was a requirement to get drunk and go boating?
Yeah, don't you? I see it a lot.
Yeah, well, you see it down here. You get a lot of people that have, you know, little tiny things like getting decapitated.
It happens. Like it happens. Yeah. But anyway, so this is him being, I guess, questioned after he's been apprehended by the police.
Okay.
The word that I beep at the end is he looks down and says the S word. Ah. Just so you know what's happening here.
Got it.
Where'd you park?
At Alify River off 41.
Do you know where you are now?
Right now, I think we're way out of the way.
Okay. How much have you had to drink?
We don't have no alcohol.
I'm looking at an empty beer can.
He says the S word.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, fudge.
And let us close with this, with the basketball championships and the hockey championships. It's the time of championship sports, and Brian Regan, great comic, has a comment on it.
For some reason, they still have not learned that you need to put a microphone on the people asking the questions. You're at home watching this. That's an adjustment we felt we needed to make. Three, maybe four. Definitely. So if I was the athlete, I would just answer ridiculous stuff. Nobody knows what's happening anyway, you know? Probably pterodactyls.
Mike, that's all I got for you today.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hi, Chris.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.